Lancer Radio Network.
Pasadena Campus Sound.
This is so good, it just has to be fattening.
LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Greetings, world. I'm Daniel West. Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. You're listening to Lanta Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at www.lantaradionetwork.org. Well, as the season winds down, we want to take a look back at some of the finest broadcasting moments we've had here on the show. Now, they're telling me we don't have any. In that case, we'll just send it out to the guys. Alongside Dave Rogers, here's Bagman.
Yeah, so he was too high to get over.
Yeah.
But he was too low to get under.
I see.
So he was stuck in the middle.
Yeah, that's good.
Good to know. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you're listening to us from the beautiful city of Pasadena or the beautiful country of England, welcome you to Baseball Whatever Time Zone. Wherever you are between that. What?
You heard me. What does that mean?
I don't know what that has to do with the show.
You just talking about Michael Jackson. What does that mean?
Dave, really?
No, I'm serious. Tell me what it means.
We're here at the bottom of the fourth inning. The Cats and the Dogs tied at one here. First batter up. Well, forget that.
Well, forget him. Just be gone, Worm.
Yeah. Worm? I didn't call him a Worm. That's his name, but you don't call him Worm.
That's rude.
Okay, so Worm the batter. No count.
Like Dracula.
No, not... Get off that, please. So, anyway, yeah, I was saying, that was he was stuck in the middle, and that was the whole thing.
Really? Did he, like, scream out to the world and all that?
He did. Mama say, mama samu makusa.
Yeah, you said that. What does that mean?
You're pronouncing it wrong.
I am?
Yeah, it's mama said sing this song to Michael Stops.
Oh, I thought it was, like, Swahili or something.
That's what I want you to think, so...
It's not?
No. It's a little trade secret. All right, 2-0 the count to this guy, whatever his name is.
Worm.
Yeah, who named him Worm?
It's his last name, Seinfeld.
What? Hey.
Just saying, you're like, what? Yeah. I don't know, I didn't do... That was a terrible accent.
No, I can leave the accents to me.
Do you have any for us?
Maybe.
Oh, come on, Bagman, you gotta do some accents.
I'm not gonna do any accents right now. I could, though. I very well could. 2-0 the count to this man. Who shall not be named?
Oh, Voldemort batting?
No. His name is Worm. I mean, really, you fascinate me every week. Just something new.
That's Bagman for you. That's Dave Rogers. I'm sorry, I'm talking about you.
Yes, you commented me, even when you didn't mean to. I'm impressed. 4-0 the count.
That's called ball four, Bagman.
Oh, it is ball four. So the Cats have a batter on here. Cats and Dogs tied at one here.
The ancient rivalry. The 15th game they played this season.
That's true. And each one has been decided by one run or fewer.
How can it be fewer than a run?
Well, there was that game they scored half a run.
Oh, that's right. The dude came halfway home.
That's right. And then a rainstorm ended the game.
That was a controversial finish.
That was. I've never seen someone get struck by a bolt of lightning halfway to home plate.
Neither have I. Actually, I've never seen a bolt of lightning, so I shouldn't talk about that.
You've never seen lightning?
No, I've never seen lightning.
All right, anyway. You're serious?
Yeah, I've never seen lightning. I've seen fire and rain, but I haven't seen lightning.
Do you have any music references that are, like, after the 80s?
Forget you.
Ah, okay. Well done. Well done. Very well done.
And I can't stop.
Do you get enough?
No, we can't stop.
Okay.
Bagman, you're throwing it back. You're, like, telling me, and you're, like...
Well, you... Did start the show with Michael Jackson.
No, you started the show with Michael Jackson.
Right, but then you said, whatever. One guy's on, and first pitch fouled off to the batter. Who is the batter? The batter is a Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yes. 1-0 to him. Or did he foul that off? It's 0-1.
Who cares?
Who cares? It's late in the season. You want to run around the booth again like you did last week?
No, it's too small. It's too cramped. It's cold up here. I mean, the penguins and polar bears should be playing. I'm wearing a coat right now.
It's called air conditioning.
First world problems. It's too cold in the booth.
Okay, and?
I'm wearing a scarf and a sweater, Bagman. And it's 82 degrees out there in the field, but I'm in here like, ooh, I'm so cold.
Well, turn the AC down.
My fingers are too numb to reach the button.
All right, you don't have to be sarcastic. One and one they count to this guy, Bodie McBoatface. Yeah, the next pitch is taken for a strike, one and two. So, Dave, I just got to say, Daniel didn't mention it in the opening, but I just have to say, we've done it, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached 10 episodes.
Yeah, baby. Yes, we did it. We didn't get fired after the first one.
No, we didn't. Well, actually, I don't know if we did. We just might have ignored the pink slip.
Oh. Oh, wait. Pink slips?
Yes, pink.
Uh-oh.
What?
No, nothing. Never mind.
Yeah, so we've reached 10 episodes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Do you know what that means?
We've had more shows than Kings and Prophets.
No, we did that after our third episode.
Oh, savage! Oh, Bagman is feeling it tonight. Oh, woo! Oh, excuse me, I gotta step out for a moment. That was, dude, you are the master.
All right, thank you, Dave. And well, I didn't think it was that good.
No, that was outstanding. Just drop the mic.
I'm not dropping this mic.
Well, you know, that's a good point. You probably shouldn't drop the mic.
No, it's very expensive.
Okay, well, pretend to drop the mic and leave, because that was good.
You saying I should leave?
No, I'm saying that was such a good line that you should just...
Don't actually drop the mic.
I'm not.
Stop holding the mic. Just put the mic down.
All right. That didn't make a lot of noise.
That's a good point. That was a lot of... silent for you actually picking up a mic.
And not dropping it.
You didn't drop it.
No, I didn't. You would have heard it if I dropped it.
Okay.
But my point is you should drop the mic and just leave, because that was such a good line.
You're right. Maybe I should just retire on...
You should retire on that. Just walk away. Just be like, you know what? I just slammed ABC. I'm going to walk away now.
The ratings also slammed ABC.
Okay, I'll... Bagman!
All right, just calm down. Calm down.
Ooh, he's in rare form today, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Gumby.
Like... Oh, come on, you just threw it back like 60 years. Gumby!
Someone got that reference.
I didn't get that reference. Too young for that.
I am too. I don't know why I said that. My pop culture knowledge extends too far. Okay, there are two batters on, because we just talked through that guy. He got walked.
Yeah, well, you're too busy being savage.
You're still shuddering.
It was that good, man. Woo.
There's a fly ball in the right field that's down for a base hit. And one runner will score, two runs will score, the tie is broken, and the Cats lead it 3-1.
That was the most beautiful broadcasting you've done the whole time. It was so succinct. It was so perfect. It was like art.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I give it a 10.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wait, change to a 9.5.
You're not judging my broadcasting skills.
No, the companies are.
Was that some shade?
Ooh, Bagman is just like, he's just dishing it out today.
No, I'm serious. Were you trying to insult me?
Not very well.
Okay, well, there you go. What did you say anyway?
I don't remember. It wasn't good.
Okay, then. So the next batter is, let's see here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bagman's got disorganized papers again. It only lasted 1 week.
Really?
Yeah, really.
The next batter is not Dave Rogers.
Woo! You are...
No, that's really his name.
Oh, really?
Yes, his...
Well, I thought you were just, like, throwing more shade at me.
No, his name is not Dave Rogers.
Well, someone has a sense of humor.
So, 3-1.
That's right. You had such beautiful broadcasting that there's like a glow over your face. That's why you wear a bag over your head.
No, it's not right. Do you really want to know why I wear a bag over my head?
Well, sure, why not? It's the end of the year.
Because I'm too handsome.
What?
Yeah, it's true. The world cannot handle my cuteness.
Oh, come on. You really believe that? You really...
When I was born as a baby, I blinded my mother for 3 days.
Wow, by your cuteness?
Yes. Ever since, and I've been forced to wear this bag over my head.
Wow. So that glow isn't from your broadcasting?
No, it's from my radiant beauty.
Am I really to believe this?
Well, you have one choice. You can believe me or you can be blinded by the cuteness.
Yes, just keep the bag on.
All right, 2-0 the count to whoever's batting. Not Dave Rogers.
I had still feeling you're insulting me.
Look at the back of it.
Oh, it does say not Dave Rogers. Huh. Why do you put his full name on the jersey?
I don't know. You're an athlete, you can do those kinds of things.
You can do other things when you're an athlete, too.
Like what?
Get endorsements.
I could get endorsements.
You're an athlete?
No, your logic is terrible. 2-0 the count.
Yes, we get it. It's 2-0 the count. You're just going to keep saying that? We're going to make a hip-hop sample of it. 2-0 the count. 2-0 the count. Sorry. That was out of line, wasn't it?
That was way out of line. So I never got around to you because there's a fly ball right field. Hit very high in the air, and it caught one out.
Nice catch there in center field. It's like that ball was celebrating 420.
Dave Rogers, sit down.
Sorry. Just.
I know. Just.
You know what today is?
Yes, I know. It's April 20th.
Yeah, you know what that means?
What?
It's the day everyone, like, deals with their lawn and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they, like, pull up weeds and...
That's not 420.
Oh.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's not that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That was awkward.
That was awkward. You made it...
No, you made it awkward. One out.
One out or two outs, or were you sneezing? You said, like, one out.
Really?
You're like, one out.
I caught myself.
Sneezing?
No, saying two outs.
Oh. I don't know if you... Oh. Oh, that makes sense now.
All right, so the next batter here, we have Bob. Bob is the batter.
And bird is the word.
I mean, seriously, do you have any younger references?
Not really.
Let me get to this. The point is that since we're at our 10th episode, you know what that means?
What?
We're only 5 away from Firefly.
Awesome! Take that, Joss Whedon! Ha!
Okay. You took that even better than I thought.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if we reached Firefly? The world would break. Like, of all the programs that beat Firefly, this would be the most unlikely.
You might be right. You might be right, Dave.
I am right. Joss Whedon's like, look like a show. Oh, man, this show?
But Firefly wasn't a radio show.
It should have been.
Did you even watch Firefly?
No, I know it's about a Firefly, though.
It's not about a... Wow, the ignorance is high with this one. Be quiet. Someone's out.
I think someone was protesting at the umpire and they got called out.
Wow. So there was a ground ball to first while we were talking, and then the next guy just got rung up by the umpire. They called him out for yelling at the umpire, so that's the end of the inning.
Wow, shocking.
All right, so that's it. We're going to move back to the studio, Daniel West. Take it away, my friend. Thank you. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone here on LanternRadioNetwork.org. We're going to take a break and be back in a moment. Again, you're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, streaming live on LanternRadioNetwork.org. If you want to get in touch with Lancer Radio, you can go to Facebook.com/Lancer Radio. And we're also on Twitter.com @Lancer Radio Net. Big presence there. And also good Instagram account @Lancer Radio Net. Again, Facebook.com/Lancer Radio. Twitter.com/Lancer Radio Net. Instagram.com/Lancer Radio Net. And we'll be right back here on Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S.
What's the best thing about the Pasadena City College? Oh, man, the campus is always clean. I love it. I mean, I like a lot of things about the college, but that's just something that I really like.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. All right, let's send you out to the conclusion of the game. Alongside Dave Rogers, here's the incomparable Bagman.
I actually hacked into his computer earlier and put in incomparable. I just wanted to hear that for my name. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We moved to the bottom of the ninth inning. You really haven't... Wake up, Dave. Dave, wait. This is outrageous. Wake up. You really haven't missed anything. That's why Dave's asleep.
I was just joking here. I have a question, though.
Wait a minute. You move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Dogs. Down 3-1. You really haven't missed anything. I mean, it's been outs ever since. A no-hitter since then. But before that, they got hits.
Well, what am I here for if you're doing the commentary?
I'm just making reference. I'm not...
You're stepping over the line. Look, this is the line. On this side of the line is... What am I doing?
Color commentary.
Right, color commentary. And on this side is play-by-play. You don't cross this line.
What about Vin Scully?
He can cross it.
All right. So we move on to the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah, we can. And we're just going to keep doing it while someone's waiting here.
They're having a meeting on the mound.
Oh, with tea and crumpets?
Don't be rude.
They are. Taking a long time, though. I have a question, though. Like, if I get my wisdom teeth removed, am I still wise?
Like Solomon.
Minus all the wives.
Ignore that. The first batter this inning is the gambler.
His name is Pete Rose.
Get out. Get out right now. Get out.
There.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to Fox Sports, next to the Cincinnati Reds, and finally to baseball and everyone listening. The rules, excuse me, not the rules. Let me get my script right here. The statements by Dave Rogers do not reflect baseball in whatever time zone or the station we're on. All right, you can come back. Want to know the count to the gambler?
You have a question.
Yes. No, I don't know. Should I answer this?
Yeah. And what's fired mean? Like, is that like fired up? Like, get fired up?
Why?
Because someone just out there was like, you're fired.
I was like,
thanks so much, I am.
Who said it?
Some guy in a suit.
We're in trouble. All right, 2-0 the count to the gambler here. I mean, you should have known our boss was a Reds fan.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ah, the one time I say something.
Oh, just the one time you say something? The next pitch is low and ball 3. So, in honor of our 10th broadcast, and maybe final, depending on what happens here.
No, they're going to extend us until next week.
That's true. It's the end of the year. They can't fire us before the end.
No, they can't. Well, they could, but they won't. They're kind, because Christmas is coming up.
Christmas? It's
They wouldn't fire us before Christmas.
You realize what season this is, right?
Yeah, it's baseball season.
No. Oh, man. No, it's spring.
Oh. Is that near Christmas?
In honor of our 10th episode, I wanted to do something here. In the style of my favorite announcer, the great Vince Scully, I wanted to give you all the things that are number 10 because it's our 10th episode.
All right, fire away, Bagman.
All right, so there are there were 10 commandments as there was a base hit.
Why'd he get that hit? Nothing but the dog in him.
All right. Yeah, really?
Why must he be like that? Why must he hit the ball off the cat? Nothing but the dog in him. Bow wow.
I should send you out again.
No, that was good. They like that. Atomic.
Shut his mic off. There are 10 fingers on each hand, 10 toes on each foot, 10 fingernails on each finger.
Who in the world are you hanging out with?
Maybe that was a typo there. 10 teeth in your mouth. That was also a typo.
That's true in some areas.
Be quiet. There are also 10 cents in a dime. And there are also 10 tins.
No, that's Tintin, the boy reporter.
Oh. Well, my apologies. Well, I think there are 10 of something in there. That was embarrassing. Well.
There are also 10 people on a baseball field, if you're playing, like, softball rules.
That's right. Then there are also 10 teams in Major League Baseball, if you take away 20 of them. Hey. Excuse me. I don't know what happened there. What came over me?
You were just, like, talking to yourself.
I know. That happened every once in a while. Remember? I think it was episode 7 or 8.
What is this, Star Wars? We beat Star Wars! We have more than Star Wars!
You know they're making another trilogy?
Rats.
I know. So sad.
You're not going to reach 10, though. We beat Star Wars! We beat Star Wars!
But everyone knows who Han Solo is, and you walk into a bar...
Is that a joke?
No, I'm saying if you walk into a bar...
I don't walk into bars. What kind of bar? Like a Cliff Bar? Or a...
Yes. If you walk into a chocolate bar...
Hmm.
No, if you walk into a... The point is, if you walked into something, no one would recognize you.
Probably not. Unless I wore a Han Solo shirt.
That just proves my point. Okay, so the gambler's on here. We're off forever.
No, we have one more show.
We have at least one more show. But apparently we've gotten fired. We'll await developments.
Oh, no, we're toast, man.
Oh, well. Well, this is awkward.
1.5 lame duck episodes. Whee!
All right, just still be professional. No, I was serious.
Whoops. Sorry, I thought you were joking. No, you weren't joking. Sorry, Dave. Or Bagman. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to you. You're Bagman.
Right, and I'm Dave. No, I'm Bagman. You're Dave.
Something like that. We always get our names confused, don't we?
We do. So one on here, and 2-0 the count to the batter, juiced up.
The fruit is hanging so low, I don't want to pick it and eat it.
That's probably a good idea. Just continue to...
But it's so tasty. The fruit's just hanging...
Dave Rogers, just...
Oh, man. Oh, I want to eat that fruit so bad.
No, you're not going to... I know his name is Juiced Up. You're not going to say anything.
But it's baseball, and it's... Oh!
Oh, and he hits a home run. That ball is gone. He just crushed that.
So tempted.
Dave, just... The game is tied. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, so... I want it.
Do you need to be restrained?
Oh, man.
Ugh.
I had my chance, and I blew it.
All right, the next batter is work.
Yes, sir.
No, that's the batter.
Oh.
Well, he was named after... Well, he changed the name in honor of the song, the hit song.
Which song is that?
The only popular song with work in the lyrics.
Okay. I think I know. That's a country song, right?
Yes, by Garth Brooks. 1-0, the count to him. Yeah, the next pitch is taken low, and the count is 2-0. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
He broke the fourth wall.
What?
Don't break the fourth wall. You talk to the audience. You don't break the fourth wall.
Dave, calm down.
No. You did something wrong. You broke the fourth wall.
I didn't break any. There is no fourth wall. It's radio.
Nope. That, you broke the fourth wall. Look into the camera and tell the people you're not going to break the fourth wall.
All right. I won't break the fourth wall.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, you see what I have to deal with?
You're breaking it.
You know what? So done with characters like you. So hard to work with these characters. It really is.
Okay, so we have a pitching change here. After someone gave up a home run to a guy whose name is Juiced Up, that's not at all suspicious.
Every time you bring it out, I just want to, like, I want to say you something about it.
No. You've gotten us in enough trouble already. Pete Rose.
Right, it was... Talk about low-hanging fruit. That was fruit that fell off the tree.
Still, you didn't need to say anything. All right, well, I know it's a very important part of the game, but we have a special guest with us.
Yeah, it's like very close to the end, but hey, you know what? Why don't we get a special guest?
Sure, why not? You can come in now. This is local musician John Beanie. John Beanie, thank you. Hold on. Yeah, just get yourself set up there. John Beanie will be joining us in a moment here. 2-0 the count here. Winning run at the plate. And we're going to interview someone.
Because why not?
Why not? And because it's radio, we're not going to really even tell you what happens while we're interviewing him.
That's the best, isn't it?
That's why you listen to radio. Especially sports on the radio.
Yeah. That's why you do it.
All right, is he set up now?
Yeah, he's set up.
John Beanie, Jonathan L. Beanie, the local artist. Excuse me.
Did you just...
Uh-oh. There was a base hit in the right field. Hold on a moment, John. All right, now we're ready here. This is Jonathan L. Beanie. Thank you for being with us, John.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So why are you here?
Because you asked me to promote my new LP.
That's right. You have an LP.
Yes. Or is it an EP?
I don't know which one it is.
Well, if it's an EP, I'll cross off some of the horizontal lines. If it's an LP, I'll add some.
All right. Sounds good. What's the name of your EP?
It's called Lonely Chickens.
Lonely Chickens. And what is it about?
It's about lonely chickens.
Thank you.
And there are more than a million lonely chickens in America, and I wanted to highlight their plight through song.
Okay. And how many songs are on this EP?
One.
And the name of it is?
Lonely Chickens.
Okay. Thank you very much. John Beanie, thank you for being with us here.
Carry on, boys.
Thank you.
What was the point of that?
You know, that's an excellent question. There's a base hit in the left field. Let's go into the wall. Here comes the run. The winning run scores, and the game is over.
Wait a minute. What just happened? We had a dude come in and talk about there are a million... What are lonely chickens? Who brought this guy in here? Bagman, you just missed a walk-off from a guy with some chickens. I mean, I've heard of Lowe's, but...
Can you really turn towards the mic?
I've heard of Lowe's, but I...
I'm sorry. We're going to have to go now. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We're going to send it back to the only one who really knows what he's doing, Daniel West in the studio. Thank you for listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. 3-2, cats beat the dogs. Back to you. Dogs beat cats. Whoops. Well, that'll do it from here. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and that's it for now. The board operator for today's broadcast was Mike Gary, and episodes of Baseball in Whatever Time Zone and other shows heard on Lancer Radio can be found on demand at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Be sure to tune in next week for our final show, and you've been listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, streaming live on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.